Good morning. Well, for most of us it is, except for the families of the 15 Gadchiroli police personnel and the driver of a private vehicle they were all traveling in that were blown up when Maoists triggered an IED blast close to the Maharashtra-Chhattisgarh border yesterday afternoon in the worst attack on security forces in the area in the last 10 years. So spare a thought for the family of the soldiers and policemen who are fighting a war not exactly of their choosing. It is 2nd of May 2019 and UN listing of Masood Azhar is a big victory for India. And with that, obviously for Prime Minister Modi, Masood Azhar's listing as a global terrorist comes 10 years after India moved a proposal in this regard at the global forum, only to be blocked repeatedly by China. The decision will subject the terror mastermind to a global travel ban, freezing of assets and an arms embargo, among other restrictions. To quote, "The world has begun listening to India over the last few years. We cannot be ignored anymore. And I would like to say openly that this is just the start. Just wait and see what happens next." This is what Prime Minister Modi said. This is for those detractors who are asking the question, now what? Are we going to bring him back? And also, why no reference or linking to Pulwama? But we are already asking too much. There is a no question asked policy, else how would you explain the Election Commission of India? A day after it cleared the Prime Minister's speech at Wardha under the Model Code of Conduct, the Election Commission yesterday gave a second clean chit to Modi for his appeal to first-time voters by invoking the Balakot airstrikes in Latur in Maharashtra on the 9th of April. According to the Indian Express, the commission went against the opinion of the Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer and the Osmanabad District Electoral Officer. Both found Modi's appeal to be inconsistent with the poll watchdog's instruction prohibiting the use of armed forces for political gains, but the committee overturned it as the officers only took five lines in consideration, the five lines that resonated and were regurgitated across the media, and not the entire speech. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has issued a notice to Congress President Rahul Gandhi for allegedly claiming at a Madhya Pradesh rally that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has come up with a new law that allows tribals to be shot. The Congress President is yet to comment on that matter. Yesterday, the Union Home Ministry had issued a separate notice to the Congress President on his citizenship status after Rajya Sabha parliamentarian Subramanian Swamy filed a complaint. According to the notice, Mr. Gandhi had declared his nationality as British in the annual returns of a company registered at Winchester, Hampshire, in the United Kingdom. This case was overthrown in 2015 by the Supreme Court, but hey, what do bhakts know? For questions like this, I think Akshay Kumar's answer is apt. When asked if he had voted in India, he can't because he's a Canadian citizen, the actor-turned-non-political anchor did a Puducherry Kuvanakkam kind of move with a gentle nudge telling the reporter, "Chaliye beta." And chaliye, before we head to other news, let's wrap up the day in the life of Election Commission, especially when it reeks of bias. Congress leader Navjot Singh Sidhu has received a notice from the Election Commission for allegedly launching a personal attack on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at a rally in Ahmedabad on the 17th of April. He has been given time till 6 p.m. today to respond. Well, what were the personal remarks? Well, he called Modi feku, or a fibber, and a liar number one. The notice stated that these remarks were in violation of the Model Code of Conduct, which clearly rules that criticism of rival parties or politicians should remain confined to their policies, programs, past record and work, and not refer to aspects of their private life or unverified allegations. Or so what if in this case the allegations can be verified? Meanwhile, EC has tried to at least keep the perception of a somewhat level playing field alive, but for all purposes, it is only a mirage. The Election Commission yesterday also barred BJP candidate from Bhopal Pragya Singh Thakur from campaigning for 72 hours for her remarks on former ATS chief Hemant Karkare and Babri Mosque demolition. The panel strongly condemned her remarks and warned her not to repeat the misconduct in future. Else they will have to take a notice of it, maybe after the elections are held in Madhya Pradesh. But the cherry on the cow dung cake was perhaps taken away by Prime Minister's principal opposition. Not Rahul, but Tej Bahadur Yadav. when the Election Commission yesterday cancelled the nomination of Samajwadi Party's Lok Sabha candidate Tej Bahadur Yadav from Varanasi on grounds of corruption or disloyalty. The former BSF constable said, "My nomination has been rejected wrongly. I was asked to produce the evidence at 6:15 p.m. yesterday. We have been told that we did not produce the evidence before 11 a.m. as asked, whereas we did submit the same. My nomination was still rejected. We will go to the Supreme Court." His lawyer Rajesh Gupta also said they will move to the apex court over the rejection of nomination, equating the EC's move with the BJP's bid to stop a former soldier from contesting against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. SP President Akhilesh Yadav said, we quote, "When they're asking for votes in the name of nationalism, they should face a soldier. How can people who dismissed him from his job because he complained about food can be called real patriots?" And before we head to international news, a bit about Cyclone Fani. At least 19 districts of Orisha, Andhra Pradesh and West Bengal are likely to be affected by extremely severe cyclonic storm Fani, which is expected to make landfall 10 kilometers north of Puri district on Friday afternoon. The Orisha government has set up 900 cyclone shelters to house the evacuees, and it has requested for 2 helicopters to be stationed in the state of emergency food distribution. Orisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik has directed the administration to ensure 100% evacuation of people from vulnerable areas. That's about ensuring 8 lakh people are evacuated to a safe zone. And with that, let's head to international news, where in Venezuela, the Venezuelan opposition supporters have been holding mass protests a day after violent clashes with government forces. The rival demonstrations come after President Nicolas Maduro said he had stopped an attempted coup on Tuesday. Mr. Guaido says he's backed by members of the armed forces, but Mr. Maduro insists he still has their support. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said military action was possible if necessary, but that the U.S. would prefer a peaceful transition of power. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned the US against further aggressive steps. And on to some other news. Thailand's King Maha Vajiralongkorn has married the deputy head of his personal security detail and gave her the title Queen Suthida. The surprise announcement just days before his coronation was announced in the Royal Gazette, and footage from Wednesday's wedding ceremony was later shown on the nightly Royal News segment aired on all Thai television channels. That is pretty much what we have for you for today. Not that you're actually looking to get high on shrimps, but if you are in the UK, maybe you actually could. Researchers from King's College London and University of Suffolk in a recent discovery found cocaine in freshwater shrimp in Suffolk rivers. The scientists who were testing the rivers for chemicals found cocaine in all samples tested. Other illicit drugs, including ketamine, were also found in the samples. With that, I wish you good health and good productivity. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.